Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, director of the center, and I'm here today with my two co-hosts, Priscilla Weigel and Ellie Chase Andreessen. And Ellie was with us for the last two podcasts, and of course Priscilla's been with us from the beginning.
Yes.
So, Ellie, before we begin today, we're going to talk about, continue what we have been doing on some health and safety-related topics for child care providers, with a little emphasis also on kids with special needs. But why don't you tell us a little bit about your background before we really get into today's topic?
Sure. So I just completed a pre-licensure master's in nursing program. My emphasis has been on child and adolescent mental health. However, as with any other nursing program, I've developed a pretty good basis in general health care needs as well. So today we'll talk a little bit about some of those health care needs.
Perfect.
Great. Oh, that'll be so useful to have just that fresh take on things.
And if everyone who listens, I know, loves Priscilla's stories from all the sites that you visit, and some of the things you see that are fun to share, and some that we kind of go, oh my gosh. So those stories always help illustrate the things we're talking about. So we kind of thought maybe it was pertinent now to talk about, it's flu season, cold season, and talk about precautions and sort of how, what people are doing in their programs, and maybe help people with an emphasis on children who may have some compromises in their immune systems. So maybe we can start talking about that a little bit.
Wonderful. I would like to talk to, just even bringing up and maybe setting the stage, Ellie.
Okay, set
so the stage. So picture this. You're at a child care center, and there are lots of runny noses, which tends to be the case all year round. Mm-hmm. But this year, this time of year, they're gookier and gooier, and we've got the coughs and all that. So once in a while, you might have a child that is able to catch their cough in the elbow, but a lot of times they're just coughing in each other's faces. And then you see a person that is caring for the children going, wiping a nose with a Kleenex and throwing the Kleenex in the garbage, and then going right back to playing with other children or the same child or something else, touching surfaces all over the place. This is very, very common and very makes me crazy when I see it. And I've said things like, hey, I'll watch these guys while you go run and wash your hands. But so what happens in that little scenario?
Well, you have to think about all of the things you are touching that everybody else is going to touch. And those germs are going to stay there. And it's hard, it seems so easy at first to say, yeah, I'll wash my hands after that. But when you're in the moment and maybe some other little guy is crying or something has happened, you feel rushed and you don't do that. And it takes practice to get that muscle memory down for washing your hands after you wipe a kid's nose. Or also teaching the kid who's just coughed to go wash their hands is also something that's super important to that. So, in light of what has been a pretty intense flu season so far, starting, I think there were some cases in September even, which is pretty early. Usually, you don't start until October, and the flu season peaks in February, and they're thinking it's going to go into possibly, was it June, I think we were just talking about, for the flu season. So, on top of washing your hands, keeping a clean environment, the absolute best way to make sure you do not get the flu is to get immunized.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Immunization.
Yes. So there are a couple of options. You've got the flu shot, and then just recently they've come out with the nasal spray flu vaccine. For those of us who are totally terrified of needles, you have a different option now. With the flu shot, you need to be older than 6 months. With the nasal spray, you need to be older than 2 years.
Okay.
And so another point to make with that is anybody under the age of 6 months is extremely susceptible to getting the flu, and it can be very serious in young children or in children who are already immunocompromised or for other reasons cannot get vaccinated. So that's an important step. Every year, as soon as it comes out, we tell people to get the flu shot for, at the very least, their children. Parents should consider it as well, especially if they're working with other kids or they're in an environment where they're going to see a lot of sick people.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we're talking about getting immunized and then keeping the place clean as best you can, mm-hmm. wiping down surfaces that are used by everybody at least once a day, and then washing the hands.
And wiping down with what?
Well,
what's
the
best ideal
would be,
defense?
I believe the ratio is a quarter cup of bleach mm-hmm. to a gallon of water. Mm-hmm. That's okay. The easiest and often the best way to do it. And when you're doing that, you have to keep in mind that part of what's important is the scrubbing, and drying is mm-hmm. actually important to getting rid of those viruses. And then, let's say you're in a setting where you've just wiped a guy's nose. The sink is all the way on the other side of the room. You've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. How can we deal with that issue? Mm-hmm. Keep a little thing of Purell in your pocket.
Oh, great
Use
idea.
Use that in between. And then once you have actually soiled your hands or something on them, that's when you want to make sure you go wash to get that residue off as well, because the antibacterial or antiseptic solutions aren't necessarily going to get rid of the soil that's on your hands.
Right.
So in that case, you would go actually wash your hands.
Okay.
So what does a parent, what are they supposed to do? It's Monday morning, and their little one wakes up with a bit of a cough and mm-hmm. maybe runny nose, and they think, well, I don't know, I've only got a couple days of vacation left, and mm-hmm. we're just coming off of Christmas break, and I was just off for a week, and I'm not sure. Not sure if I should send them on to childcare or stay home, and then I can't stay home for 2 weeks. I mean, mm-hmm. My boss would never let me do that. What are the guidelines?
The best thing to do in that case is to take the temperature. If a child has a temperature of 100 degrees or higher under the arm, they should stay home.
Okay.
If you take temperature orally, if it's above 101 degrees Fahrenheit, then they should stay home. And if you're taking temperature rectally for the younger kids, that's over 102, and
okay.
they should stay home. Now, an important point is many child care programs have policies in place on what they will accept. So you may have a program that has different recommendations for the temperatures, but those are what the CDC would recommend
mm-hmm. okay.
To keep kids home.
And we should say that depending on who's listening, their state, they need to check with their licensing.
Correct.
Because they might have a little different twist on that, mm-hmm. but that is coming from the Centers for Disease Control and their recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
So a good guideline for parents who mm-hmm. might be listening.
Right.
Fever is an important indicator mm-hmm. of whether or not you would stay home or not.
Yes, and then this is another part. Often the first day a child doesn't have a fever, they'll end up back in child care. And really what's recommended is that they've gone 24 hours without a fever. And I know that puts people in a difficult position, but that is the recommendation, because children can still get other children sick even once their fever has broken.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
So now, before the symptoms actually show up,
mm-hmm.
What is the understanding is those germs are already kind of milling
yes.
around in that child
yep.
and causing contagious
in general, up to a day before you even see symptoms and a child feels sick, they can get another kid sick. So
mm-hmm.
that brings us back to the ultimate rule of immunizing if it's appropriate for the age and for the healthcare needs of your child, and then keeping a clean environment.
Mm-hmm. Right, because there could be a lot of little people running around
yes.
going to get sick the next day
yes.
and
they have
having
no idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when you think about young children and how much goes into their mouth and how much
mm-hmm.
they're not aware. I mean, they're looking at, how can I have fun today?
Exactly.
They're not thinking, oh, what did I cough on?
Yep.
I need to put it in the wash basket up there on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we as adults have to really keep our eagle eyes open, too, because in the dramatic play area, there's going to be a child not pretending
yes.
to sip out of that cup.
They're really sipping out
right,
of that cup.
Right.
Absolutely. So that's one of those items that should be washed daily.
Right.
If you have a child who you know has a cold and they do that, it should be taken out of the environment right away
okay.
and washed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And again, with that, the bleach and water solution is usually the easiest to get a hold of and often the best.
Well, that's really great tips, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've covered everything in what we have at our format, which is a little short format. Mm-hmm. What if people wanted to get more information? Where would we send them to?
I would generally recommend that they visit the CDC website. So that's just www.cdc.gov. They have a lot of great materials, age-appropriate ones for teaching children proper hand-washing techniques, as well as a lot of Q&A information on flu immunizations. And then the immunization schedules as well.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And so that's the Center for Disease Control,
yes,
and their website. Wonderful, wonderful things. And you know, back to that whole dramatic play area and the housekeeping. I mean, there are so many toys that just lend themselves to children just forgetting and putting them in their mouth. And so pulling those out of the environment is a great reminder for everybody, too, I think. Instead of thinking, I'll get to that at the end of the day, I'll remember that that red cup was in Joey's hand. Nope, I'm going to take that right now and get it out of here.
Yeah, I love that idea. Have a bucket set aside where the dirty toys go. The second you see that they're dirty, it's just going to be easier on everybody in the long run.
Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ellie.
Yeah, thank you so much. And while we worry about all kids getting sick, we in particular have even extra worries about kids who might have respiratory issues like asthma, even severe allergies, and then more severe chronic special health needs. So in particular, we'd also want to be vigilant to protect their needs.
Mm-hmm.
And this will segue into our next podcast, where we want to talk about immunizations in general and some of the impact that immunization and non-immunization is having on the health of our children. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Very good.
That's all for now. See you next time.